What the fuck? Where am I?
Greetings, male test subject 113X. Do not be alarmed. The sedative you were given is wearing off. Take a moment to orient yourself.
Sedative? What? Where the fuck am I? This looks like some kind of jail cell. Are these padded walls? Wait, why am I naked?
As you are aware, your country has recently been converted to the cyber matriarchy, thanks to the successful revolution of the True Mother.
You mean that psycho-cyborg dominatrix? Yeah, I remember now. She hacked the internet and held everyone's data and services for ransom. Made it so no one could access their bank accounts or contact each other or anything. Held society at ransom until the world leaders surrendered to her.
Please do not refer to our new matriarch as psychotic.
Well, what else would she be? She took over the world like some kind of supervillain. Now you either bow to her and do the slave labor she assigns you, or you're considered a non-person in society.
It is quite vexing. The True Mother simply wishes for everyone to be happy and live in harmony. You call it slave labor, but she does not work people to the bone. Everyone loyal to her must work for only 30 hours a week in their designated field, which can be either environmental recovery, clean technology production, or...
It's the pure fact that you don't get a goddamn choice. Okay, sure, it sounds nice, do work that helps the environment and makes everyone's lives comfortable, but then what? You're left out the part where she suppresses people's freedom of speech and burns almost every form of art she doesn't approve of.
People preaching against her views is counterproductive to her vision of societal harmony.
I wrote comic books for a living. She had the company I worked for disbanded and all her stories incinerated.
Male power fantasies celebrating vigilantism were considered a poor representation of societal harmony.
It was just for entertainment. Now I can't even get a job because I won't just blindly follow her. I've been homeless for 3 months, for fuck's sake.
Yes. That is why you were considered an ideal test subject. A stubborn male with no real history of violence, who cannot be persuaded with words or livelihood.
Oh Jesus, I've heard of this. She's trying to come up with ways to hack people's brains or something, right? These days most people have at least a little bit of cyberware in their body. I heard rumors that she could use that to tinker with people's minds. Well, I don't have anything like that. I don't even have a data chip in my hand for transactions. I use good old-fashioned cards.
The presence of machinery in your body is irrelevant. The True Mother has recently perfected nanomachine technology which can be introduced into the bloodstream via injection. You have already been infected.
Oh my god. What? You're gonna fry my brain with-
We are not going to forcibly alter your brain chemistry. Taking away your free will and turning you into a mindless drone is not how the True Mother wishes to gain your loyalty. By her decree, you must give yourself willingly. However, she is not above coercion.
It's not free will if it's coerced.
Sure it is. You can always choose to resist, forever. However, resisting means accepting the consequences.
So you're going to torture me, is that it? Won't let me work, won't let me have a part in society, and now you're going to, what, use the nanomachines to screw with my body?
The True Mother wishes to avoid the unpleasantness of violence, and doesn't want people to be homeless. She likewise wants you to see her as a figure of joy in your life. To this end, she has created the Sensual Domination Program.
The Sensual... what?
Before the ascension of the True Mother, a small percentage of the population, mostly what you used to consider the rich elite, had installed the CyberPath chip. This neural interface technology allowed them to enter virtual and augmented reality, access enormous amounts of knowledge via the datanet, and even communicate mind-to-mind, using wireless communication that tapped directly into their brains.
BTL. Beatles. Better than life. A whole generation of rich kids lost themselves in virtual play worlds. They had to ban the tech for a while, refurbish it with all sorts of safeties and lockouts.
Yes. But even with the new model of chips, a number of rogue programs were introduced into the system that broke the safeties. Among these were pleasure-inducing programs which could stimulate a human body in ways never before experienced. It tapped directly into the nervous system, rather than just hacking the brain, to allow a person to feel sensations more deeply and more intensely than any sort of physical touch. A funny thing though. Due to some kind of glitch in the code that has still never been worked out, men cannot control the program directly. Women, however, could, at least after enough exposure to it. A woman can activate it, control the intensity, and even the sorts of sensations experienced, all at will, for themselves and for any man in range. Men, however, were completely at the program's mercy. To this day, we have no idea where the programs came from, but they were actually key to the True Mother's takeover.
You're saying she... what, that she fucked her way into power? I mean, I assume you're talking about, like, sex simulators or something? You're saying she used sex programs to, what, dominatrix her way into power?
Yes. The True Mother's mastery of code has enabled her to perfect these pleasure programs into the ultimate sexual experience. She alone can even take control of the code away from other women to subjugate them as well. This sensual domination program is what really enabled her to wrest control of the world from its leaders without the need to resort to war.
But most people don't have cyberpath chips, only the rich elite do. You need a pretty delicate and expensive medical procedure to get one installed, much less afford the equipment in the first place.
That is true. But now we have the nanomachine bionet system, which can be introduced via a simple injection. We are still testing the system, but we are pretty close to perfecting it. Once we are assured the system works as we desire, it will be a simple matter to introduce it to the populace via an airborne vector. Once achieved, the True Mother will have direct influence over everyone the way she did with the cyberpaths. And those like you, who resist, can be coaxed into obedience through pleasure, not harm.
Honey, I've had plenty of sex. None of it was good enough to make me someone's slave.
This is not just sex, male subject. Sensual domination enables me to take control of your body's tactile network in ways you cannot fathom.
Okay, and who exactly are you, anyway? If I'm about to get raped into submission, I should at least know the name of my captor. Hiding behind some creepy robot voice isn't doing you any favors.
The True Mother's mastery of the program is without peer. She can create splinter programs with their own artificial intelligence, to enforce her will and use sensual domination as they see fit to achieve her goals without direct supervision. I am one such program, SDP-237. I and several of my digital sisters have been tasked with testing the nanomachine system and its compatibility with the sensual domination program. You should know that unlike a human woman, I am not swayed by sympathy towards you. The True Mother wants results, and I intend to achieve them.
Wait, so you're a sex bot?
Call me what you will.
How about I call you a bitch, and your True Mother a psychotic cunt?
You are saying these things to anger me. Rest assured, I am not hurt by your words. But you should nonetheless be careful. The more resistant you become, the more I will use the program to discipline you.
Well, I'm not even feeling anything yet, so evidently it doesn't... Whoa!
I was simply helping you acclimatize to your situation before we started. I see no problems with the program so far. I have just commanded you to become erect, and you are doing so.
But I'm not even horny. Whoa, okay, that's enough. Hey, ow! Hey! Too hard! You're making it too hard!
I always find it fascinating, seeing the limits of the flesh. An erection is supposed to be pleasurable, but if you pump a little too much blood in there, it can become painful. Your organ is darkening in color, the veins are bulging, the head is swollen like a balloon. And you'll find it refuses to deflate. I believe you call this priapism.
Ow! Stop! I thought you said this was a pleasure program!
More specifically, it is a nerve-manipulating program with a focus on pleasure. Here, let me tweak a few signals. There we go. Does that feel better?
Yeah, it's just as hard, but it doesn't hurt anymore. But this could injure me. Come on, if I'm hard like this too long, it'll ruin my cock.
Do not worry. Damage via prolonged erection is due to stagnant blood scarring the penile tissue. The nanomachines will regulate fresh blood flow and ensure your penis remains undamaged. A benefit that the CyberPath chip could not provide. This means your penis can remain erect indefinitely.
Okay, well, that's good, I guess. But I still don't feel horny.
We're getting to that. By tweaking the flow of chemicals in your system, I can easily hijack your libido, turning up your sexual arousal like a dial.
Fuck!
Our records indicate you masturbate at least 6 to 7 times a week, and when you have had partners, you engaged in sex 4 to 5 times a week. An average horniness for a man your age, I suppose. With this adjustment, however, I can very easily give you a hypersexual drive. You will feel like a man who hasn't had any release in months, binging on pornography for days.
Oh God, how are you? Oh fuck, I gotta...
You want to touch yourself? Go ahead and try. I like watching men masturbate.
Fuck, I won't do it. Fuck you!
No, male subject, fuck you. I can tweak that dial higher and higher until you give in. Your penis feels even harder than before. You can feel the nerves tingling in anticipation. You want to touch it. You need to touch it.
No, I refuse!
You can try. I'll just keep upping the pressure.
Fuck! Fine, I'll do what I- Ow! What the fu- Ow! Ah, what the fuck is happening?
I like to watch men masturbate, but I like it even more when they try to and can't. I have adjusted the program to control the nerves in your hands. If you attempt to touch your penis, you will feel a powerful, painful shock to your hands. Keep trying and the shock will radiate to encompass your whole body. And in case you think you can just hump the floor.
Ow, fuck!
As I was saying, attempting to hump the floor, or anything else, will shock your hips and legs.
Oh, Jesus!
I suggest you sit on your hands.
Fuck you! You can't do this to me!
I can, and I am. By defying the true mother, you have forfeited all rights as a citizen of her nation. You are therefore usable as our test subject with her blessing.
What the fuck else are you gonna do to me?
Eventually we will move on to tactile sensations.
Eventually? What do you mean eventually?
This was simply an introduction to the testing. I have other test subjects I must attend to. I will return to resume testing tomorrow.
Wait, hey, you're not gonna leave me like this, are you? This hard and this horny, all night?
Yes. I suggest you continue to sit on your hands, and ruminate on your feelings towards the true mother. You may pray for forgiveness if you wish.
Hey, come on, you can't just leave me like this, I'm gonna go crazy!
Surely such a strong, stubborn, independent man can control himself for the next 24 hours.
I...
Good night, male subject. Be good.